You are never going to feel better when you're already dealing with things with your health if you are around stress. You're never going to feel better. Your medicine's not going to work for you. You're not going to be eliminating any kind of pain if you are around stress. That includes people who can't be supportive, and you ask them, listen, I need this kind of support from you. And if somebody's not willing to give it to you time and time and time and time again, but they're willing to just chastise, belittle, make your life hell. You know, with people, I'm just going to say this because this is just annoying. People know exactly how they treat you. They know how they treat you. People who know you, around them long enough, you've known them long enough, they know what you're going through. They know how to make your life easier, or they know how to make your life hell. And people know which way they want to make your life, easier or hell. I'm going to make this simple. Keep your distance around the people who want to make your life hell when you're already going through things that you're going through that are enough. You're trying to eliminate your full plate. Don't let people add on to it. And when you're going through pain, real pain with chronic illness, and I don't care if it's an oncology journey like mine or anything else, if you're around anyone who creates nothing but stress, is not emotionally supportive, doesn't want to understand because they're capable of understanding unless there's something mentally wrong, Alzheimer's, dementia, brain cancer, it's not a joke, it's real. It's coming from a trauma therapist. They know what they're doing and not doing. You keep your far distance, period. Don't change your distance, just make it greater. Because people, I'm going to say this in the day, know how they're treating you. People know how they're treating you. And they know how they're coming across, okay? If you're asking for emotional support, you're not getting it, people don't want to provide it, whoever they are, and if they're on a totem pole with our parents, our situation, you got to keep your distance, okay? That's self-love, loving yourself and self-respect, okay? And you're never going to change a negative into a positive if you keep being around negative and people that know how they're treating you and don't want to be a positive in your life. Like I say, by experience, is you keep the distance and make the distance even further, because it's not worth it. Nobody's worth your health, period. Nobody's worth your health. I spent today in just broken sleep all day. I've had numerous phone conferences, update calls. I have a huge hearing next month, trying to get everything. I mean, everything's involved in it. I'm risking and literally gambling everything I got on my benefits. I don't have a choice and a demand that I be labeled not disabled, which I know some people and a friend of mine said today, so this is a podcast and it sounds crazy, but you got to do crazy at this point. What's the worst thing a judge is going to say? Well, probably going to ask you why you feel that way. Do you have factual proof? What's going on? And that's part of hearings, okay? I'm not going to a court or county hearing. I'm going to a major hearing because I'm gambling my disability benefits and my insurance because I got to get back to work. I don't need to keep going over the same song and dance, you know? People, when you feel yourself sinking, you're going to swim like hell. You are going to swim like hell. And I'm swimming like hell. And if I gotta swim alone, I'm gonna swim alone. I'm gonna swim across the Atlantic and back a million times over. I'm gonna come out on the side like I did, and I'm gonna inspire the hell out of a lot of people, okay? But when you ask support from people and they don't give it to you, don't fault yourself. Don't let people chastise you. Don't let people belittle you. If somebody asks you financially what you make and you're on disability because they're stating they really wanna help you, and all you're getting is a conflict and you feel it because that's what, as my trauma therapist says, what you're feeling is what's going on. It's just conflict. They're reading all these messages and there's nothing good. I mean, it makes no sense. And then you tell them, that, listen, this is a situation at the bank. I've talked to two other mortgage companies today. If somebody wants to sign as a co-signer, okay, and they can make it to where it's only temporary or it lasts for a year or whatever, because everybody's unique and situations are unique when it comes to mortgages, these are loan officers that have loan officer or license numbers, okay? These aren't people just off the street. I literally contacted my own bank. I contacted Fifth Third. We went through all the scenario. What does it take for somebody to co-sign? Well, if somebody has no bills, they're bringing in, whether it's pension, Social Security, disability, extra income, savings, everything. Do they have any bills? They own their house? If they own a house? All this stuff factors in. Any mortgage officers, I was told by all three banks, is going to tell you the same thing they have. It's the same thing. Is if somebody can take a pen and sign and help you, they can. But if they don't want to help you, all you're going to hear is excuses. I literally had one bank, I said, can you send me something in writing? Because I'm going to a hearing next month. I want something in writing so I can have those in the hearing understand exactly fully what I'm going through. Because there's a lot of points that I have to hit. Can you send me something to let me know that this is possible? I can have someone sign. Sure. I'm not going to send everything, but I can send you a letter explaining that so-and-so or whoever situation is qualified to sign. The thing is some people don't want any bills. They want to leave Earth with no bills. God is not going to give you any award or anything extra or extra wings in heaven if you walk into heaven with no bills. God's not going to care if you have no bills when you go to heaven, folks. What he's going to care about is how you are on Earth. And if people ask for help and for real reasons, and I'm not asking somebody to buy me a house, I'm asking for a temporary signature. I'm going from being married to two incomes to one, and I'm disabled because I'm still dealing with the tumor. I'm still under oncology care. I'm still under hospital specialty care. It's not going anywhere. Don't judge people for having a good day. People, you're out there, quit judging people having a good day. When you know they're struggling otherwise, they're going to have good days. You want to argue, go ahead and go to church and argue with God about that. God, don't let them have a good day. God, don't let them have two good days. I don't want to see them dancing. I don't want to see them doing anything. You want to see them just struggle? Who the hell right frame of mind? That makes us so twisted thinking. It just is, sorry, I'm passionate about it. It annoys me. People are allowed to have good days when they're sick, and I don't care what you're dealing with. Anybody dealing with anything medically, and people are just judgmental as hell? You having a good day, and all of a sudden, well, he must not be sick. Stay the hell away from those kind of people, and keep your distance far and great, greater than Egypt and Mars, okay? Start adding on to the distance. I had a good therapy session today with a trauma therapist. As he said, add to the distance. Keep adding. You know, the distance between this point and this point, a dysfunction and conflict or a situation, and over time, when you have space, should shorten the distance. But when people add on to the distance, you're going to keep it adding. You know, you can't handle stress. Nobody should be stressed out. When you have chronic illness, nobody should be adding on to stress. Period. It should be eliminating, subtracting the distance. Don't add. But if they want to add, you got to add. Add the distance. You know? And mortgage right now, it's tough. It's tough. I've been doing lives on social media and just hearing people what they're going through, struggling, just try to get into a mortgage. When I say people are homeless, and not because of drug addicts, alcoholics, or because they got out of the prison system or whatever situation, these are real people. They have babies, they have families, they're by themselves, they're couples. They're bringing their pets. You know? Talk to any organization. They're euthanizing animals right now, left and right, because there's no room. Because people can't even survive in the United States hardly anymore. It's ridiculous. Biden, sorry, I must say it in my opinion, destroyed the United States. It's not great. People want the hell out of here who live from other countries that are far better suited to be able to survive in another country, whether it's Nicaragua, Guatemala, Spain, Italy, France, Switzerland, I don't care where it is, than the United States of America, and that's the truth. But don't you, if you're one of those people, and somebody's saying, listen, I need emotional support, and you're giving them everything but, then you need to just tell the person point blank factual, I can't give you emotional support. I just don't have it in me. I don't have that kind of heart. Okay. They'll respect you being honest and sticking around, whether you just want to hear things because you're nosy for gossip, you want to make fun of, you want to make light of. And nothing worse than telling somebody private personal information of what you make when you're on disability. And anybody who uses that and sits there and then spews it out to everybody, I have no words. That's not okay. It's not okay. When somebody literally has a little bit of trust, when sometimes they don't have any trust, they shouldn't have any trust at all, per therapist, trust is gained over time, especially in this situation, and you're telling other people what they make, and somebody trusts you what they're telling you when they make a disability, what'd you think? They made $100 million a year? This is why people refuse to go on disability like myself. because I knew I was going to end up struggling. But when you get married and somebody knows you're disabled, and listen, I'm going to help you out, don't worry about that. And then at the end of the day, you find yourself, you're struggling, and that person wasn't, I mean, they're watching you struggle. They're not holding up to their end. They know you're going to major hearing next month. They're not holding up to anything. All that stuff gets addressed. There's no county, no city judge, there ain't no courthouse like that. Mm-mm, no. No. People are disabled when you get married in a relationship, I don't care what situation, and the other person knows you're disabled, and you're truthful, and you're transparent, and then somebody flips on you, and intentionally making you suffer and struggle worse, you do what you need to do. You need to do what you need to do. You do what you need to do, period. You do what you need to do. But I'm just going to say this and end this podcast today. Every podcast is an experience, my personal experience, but hopefully you can take a little bit of me and what I've gone through, whether it's good or bad, and apply it to your life, especially the bad times I've gone through, because it's wisdom, it's knowledge. Tomorrow's a new day. This day ends. You move forward. You try not to repeat the same mistakes, but sometimes you realize distance needs to continue growing. Period. You know? You own up, you raise your hand on your doings, you look at the day, you analyze it by logic. Could I have done things different? Where could I apply it tomorrow? Because you want to be a better version, the best version of yourself tomorrow than you were today. Where'd you mess up? Okay? All right? And then you move forward. That's it. Don't let anybody make you a mockery, make it fun, lighthearted, you know? Or anybody, I don't care if it's temporary disabled, permanent disability, you know? And I'll say it from my case manager, is people in the public don't understand. They don't understand disability. And they also think like somebody disabled can't have a good day. Heaven forbid they go get dressed up and go to a movie or something. What do you expect them to do, as my case manager said, live in a box? They're allowed to have any right to a good day as anybody else. Having a flu and gets better the next day has a right. You don't understand people's cases. You don't know their situation. And disability is not a joke. And for anybody questions, you got to work so many hours your entire life. I worked, it started at 15 years old on temporary work permit. I worked my whole life. You don't get on disability. It's not a joke, and they don't give it out freely. It's a serious matter taken seriously, and they go by all your records, your entire life. Revision is not a joke. That means that they found records they didn't have that were paper that went electronic because the system changed. Now everything is accessible to anyone, including judges, period. But don't make fun of people like that. Don't be that person. Because you're doing nothing but bringing negative in this world. And a world in the United States that I'm going to say point blank doesn't need it. What people need is compassion and support and kindness and a lending ear. They don't need negativity. And they certainly don't need yours. Amen.